Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
If there's anything that strikes fear into the heart of people, it's the words sickness and death. If you're going for paralyzing fear or a terrifying fear, you combine those two words together that are the most feared, saying this is a sickness unto death or a sickness that can lead to death. This is exactly how the Gospel of John in chapter 11 is introduced to us, with these fear-gripping words telling us right off the bat that there was one who was not only beloved by his family, but also deeply loved by the Lord Jesus, who was sick. It was Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary. But the scripture also tells us up front that this sickness of Lazarus is not a sickness unto death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. The word sickness and death are all around us right now. In fact, it's a pandemic. That's how this coronavirus is being described, that has swept across countries around the world, across oceans, and is now sweeping across our country and into our communities across the states. Every day, and even many times throughout the day, the number of people affected by this virus keeps ticking up and spreading out, with the fallout and the after effects within our society, both here and around the world, seeming to have no end. It's like a domino has been pushed over and all the other dominoes are toppling over and keep tumbling down and down. When will it stop? How long will it last? No human knows, but the fear of sickness and death toll only continues to grow. But why do these words stop us in our tracks and make our heart drop like a rock? It's because when we are hit with the reality of sickness and death, we suddenly realize that sickness and health and life and death are no longer under our control. It's out of our control. When sickness or death hit, we're faced with the fragileness of life, or the life of our loved ones, or even our own life. We may be even overcome with deep regret when life is suddenly brought to a standstill, or we fall down on our knees, remembering in pain or in grief what life is truly all about or not about. Life is not about our fame or our fortune, our jobs and careers, or accomplishing our daily to-do lists, or living life for our own self-glory. And neither is life about our schools, our children, or their athletic ability, or even the pursuit of their future academic careers. In one moment, sickness and death strips all of that away with a puff of wind. In one moment, all of our self-made ladders in life of self-climbing, self-pursuit, and self-purpose and self-exaltation topples over, and it all comes tumbling down. But as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, when sickness and death come, we need not respond as the world does in heart-stopping fear, but in faith, a faith that rests in our Savior, who alone is our Lord, our life, and our hope. This year, our CEF Easter Party Club lesson is called Jesus Gives Life and Hope, which focuses on the story of raising of Lazarus from the dead in John chapter 11. But right now, at this point, we are unsure how many Easter Party Clubs we're even able to have this spring, because all of our after-school good news clubs in the schools and our Easter Party Clubs ministry outreaches in the community are all put on hold, perhaps even through the end of the school year. We appreciate your prayers, as we are trying right now to see if we can hold Bible Club ministries and Easter Party Clubs online with the children through computers, so we can continue to minister to the children and share with them the life and the hope that is only found in Christ. Even though many of us are homebound right now because of the restrictions, praise the Lord that the gospel message and the Word of God is never bound. Our life and our hope is not bound up in this world or the things of this world, but in Christ alone, who is our life and our hope in life, both now and for eternity. You know, I love John chapter 11 because it answers for us, both for the children and for us as adults, how we're able to overcome these twin fears of sickness and death: by resting in the love of Jesus, by resting in our hope in Jesus, and ultimately by resting in seeing Jesus for who Jesus is, the glorified Son, who is the very glory of God. Have you ever wondered where it says in the Bible that Jesus loves us? You know, there are actually several places in the scripture that we could turn to, but perhaps no passage in all the Bible is as clear or more personal than the love of Jesus that he has for his people than is found here in John chapter 11. This chapter oozes with the love of Jesus, where we're told no less than 3 times that Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary. In verse 3, for example, it says, "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." And then, Later, right after that, we have the shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35, where it says simply, Jesus wept. We have the testimony of the Jewish mourners exclaiming, behold, how he loved him. But the clear statement is found right here in verse 5 that simply reads, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. There's no question that Jesus loved them, and there is no question that Jesus loves us. But the question is, are we resting in Jesus' love for us when the trials of life come? Martha and Mary did, at first. They were so secure in Jesus' love for them that they called for Jesus to come to them, and they sent him a message saying, Lord, behold, look here, turn your attention here, for the one that you love is sick. Martha and Mary were counting on Jesus and expecting Jesus to come quickly. Why? Because they knew that Jesus loved them, and they knew they could rest their hearts in Jesus' love. But that is when the trial of their faith began. Knowing that Jesus loved them was not the question. The question was, why didn't Jesus come when they called? Why did he delay? We know the answer because the scripture tells us what Jesus said in verse 4, saying, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. You see, Jesus knew all along what he was going to do, but the problem is that they didn't know. And neither do we. No matter the circumstances, no matter the passing hours or days or how long the night or seeming endless delays, Jesus wants us to simply call on him when fears come and rest in his love. Just days ago when this whole coronavirus was hitting and the clampdowns came, I received a phone call from my brother telling me that my dad, who lives in Ohio, was sick. The emotions of shock and fear began to grip my heart. My brother took my dad to the hospital, and they admitted him right away, not for the coronavirus, but what turned out to be blood clots that had formed in both of his lungs. The doctor said it was a good thing that we got him in when we did, and they began the treatment right away. But that first evening was especially hard on my mom and really our whole family, because the hospital was on complete lockdown with no visitors, not even family members were allowed. We were thankful that our dad was getting the care that he needed, but that night as a family, we did the only thing we could do to call on Jesus and rest in his love. We had a four-way cell phone conversation that night that ended in a time of family prayer. We knew Jesus knew everything that was happening with our dad. None of this took him by surprise, but now God was turning our hearts to look to him, to call upon him, and simply rest in Jesus' love for us and rest in Jesus' love for our dad. When the trials of life hit, Jesus is calling out to his people to rest in his love. If we ever question the love of Jesus for us, we need to look no further than the cross of Christ. For the Bible says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We are loved by our Lord from eternity past to eternity forever. Jesus knows us personally. Jesus loves us personally. And Jesus went to the cross to save and secure each of us as his people, whom the Father has given as a love gift to the Son, to not only believe in Jesus, but to know the Father's love and the Son's love eternally. Because the love of Jesus for us, his people, has no end, no matter the circumstances and no matter the rising fears or when life's dominoes begin to fall, we as his people can rest in the love of Jesus. But not only do we as his people need to rest in the love of Jesus, we also need to rest our hope in Jesus. This is exactly what Jesus was calling for Martha and Mary to do, to lay down their fears, their disappointment, and even their anger and rebuke, and lay it all down at the feet of Jesus and rest their hope in Jesus alone. Martha, the oldest, had a stinging rebuke. She said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But then almost catching herself, remembering who she was talking to, Martha said, but I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha had it half right, but not all the way right, because she didn't yet fully understand or comprehend who Jesus is. Jesus is God the Son, who is both truly God and truly man in one. The Lord Jesus then said to Martha, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. In other words, Martha said to Jesus, I know I'll see my brother again. I believe in the resurrection of the body. I believe in eternal life. But what Jesus said to Martha next was stunning, both for her and for us. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Right here, Jesus said to Martha in one of the strongest words and ways possible, declaring to her and to us that he himself is God, very God. Jesus is the great I am of Exodus 3:14, the one who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. Jesus, in this actual structure of these weighted words in John 11, actually said to Martha, the resurrection and the life, I am. Jesus is the eternal God, the self-existent one in whom we live and move and have our being. Apart from Jesus, who is God eternal, we don't exist and we have no life. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the life. And that is why in Jesus and in Jesus alone is our hope. All our hope for this life and life to come is in Jesus. And so because of Jesus, we can rest our sure hope, our certain hope in him. Have you ever wondered what is exactly our hope that we have in Jesus? I did. So I decided to do a quick Bible study and looked up the word hope in several scriptures. We can rest our hope in Jesus because Jesus is the sure hope of sins forgiven. Jesus said in Luke 24 that in him, because of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done, in Christ alone, who is our hope, we have the remission of sins. And this is a message that we are to proclaim to all the world. Jesus not only is the sure hope of our sins forgiven, but also Jesus is the sure hope of eternal life with God. Titus 1:2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." Jesus is not only our sure hope of eternal life, but also Jesus is the sure hope of our own bodily resurrection. Because Jesus lives, we will live. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." But that's not all. We can rest our hope in Jesus because Jesus is a sure hope of being changed to being one day like him. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." In other words, Jesus is not done working on us. One day, as his people, we shall be like him, and we shall see him for as he is. This is our hope. But one of the greatest comforts and why we can rest our eternal hope in Jesus is because Jesus is the sure hope of being with the Lord and with our loved ones and fellow believers one day forever. I love these words that are found in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 that says these hope-filled words. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." From cover to cover, the Bible tells us one message of hope that we have in Jesus, who is our sure hope and can rest our hope in him. But there are many people in this world, including children, who do not have this hope. That's why CEF years ago wrote a booklet for children called Do You Wonder Why? This booklet was designed to help answer children's tough questions when bad things happen in this world, when fear and uncertainty rises, and when the reality of sickness and death darken our hope. The purpose of this booklet is to ultimately point children to Christ and put their hope in Jesus and to God's unchanging word. Right now, CEF of Illinois is sending out an electronic version of this book in an 8-minute video link through email to help get these ministry tools into the hands of parents, churches, children's workers, but ultimately to the children so that they can know Christ and rest not only in the love of Jesus for them, but also rest their hope in Jesus for this life and the life to come. This is the message and the purpose why Jesus delayed in coming to Lazarus, because Jesus wanted not only Martha and Mary, but the others watching to place their hope in him. This is why Jesus asked Martha that simple question, "Do you believe?" Martha responded and said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God." In a matter of moments, Jesus ordered the stone rolled away. Then he lifted up his eyes and prayed to the Father, saying, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." Then with a loud voice, Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." Then he which was dead came forth, bound hand and foot and face, and walked out of the grave. Lazarus was no longer dead. Lazarus was no longer sick. Lazarus was alive. But what did the people see that day? Yes, they saw an amazing miracle, but they saw something more. They saw Jesus for who he is, the very glory of God, God the Son, and many, the Bible says, that day believed in him. But what about Martha and Mary? What did they see that day? Martha and Mary were reminded that no matter if the fears of sickness and death assail them, or sickness and death strike their house or pierce their heart, they can, because of Jesus, rest in the love of Jesus, rest their hope in Jesus, and ultimately rest in seeing Jesus for who he is, the glorified Son who is the very glory of God. The question that Jesus asked Martha is a question that each of us need to answer. Jesus is saying to all of us today, right now, do you believe in me? This is not just a question for unbelievers who need to place their faith in Christ for salvation. This is a question also for us as believers to answer today. Do we believe in Jesus? Are we resting in him? When life threatens to undo us and fears mount all around, do we believe in Jesus? Are we resting as believers in Jesus' love for us? Are we resting in Jesus who is our hope? And are we resting in Jesus for who he is, the glorified Son, the glory of God? Jesus Christ is the glorified and risen Lord who is high and lifted up and seated on his throne. If we feel like the world around us is moving under our feet and causing our hearts to melt and move, we need to remember that our Lord Jesus is reigning, and he has not moved, and he is on the throne. I do not know what tomorrow holds or what lies ahead, but I do know that Jesus is calling each of us as believers to believe in him, to trust in him, and to rest our hearts in him. Do you believe in Jesus? Are you resting in him today? Thanks again for listening, and may the Lord comfort your hearts today as you look to Jesus and call upon Jesus and find your rest in him.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.